Hello, I'm Ohio Governor Mike DeWine. For the latest information on what you need to know about the coronavirus, visit the state's website at coronavirus.ohio.gov, or you can call 1-833-4-ASK-ODH 7 days a week.
Furnished by Governor Mike DeWine, aired by the Ohio Association of Broadcasters and this station.
12 minutes after 9 o'clock in the morning, we are so pleased to have with us on the other end of our line, Carolyn Kopis.
Good morning, cool. Carolyn.
Good morning, Keith and Dawn. How are you?
We are good. Carolyn's the executive director of 50 North, and things are changing a little bit for you over there.
They absolutely are.
What kind of things, how are you adapting? You're, of course, closed. How are you adapting to serving those folks that you serve day in and day out?
Well, we definitely have been learning a lot about how we can do things remotely and putting those processes in place and streamlining some of those services that we provide. And all the directors here have just been wonderful. We're all working together to figure out how we can still connect with our seniors, all of our members and our volunteers. And some of the ways that we're doing that is what we used to do the old-fashioned way. We pick up the phone, and we call them, and we're seeing how they're doing. Our outreach department, our social workers are calling members. Our fitness and wellness are calling members. Activities, nutrition, every single area, our chore department, everybody's reaching out and seeing how our seniors are doing by phone.
Getting back to the basics.
Getting back to the basics, yes.
In terms of food, how are you able to distribute food? Are you doing new ways of doing it and getting it so that there's no personal contact?
We absolutely are. So as I've said out in the community, out in the media, you know, right now we're using our staff and they're, because we want to see how this process works. And so we've been working through it the last 3 weeks. We've almost been closed for 3 weeks. So we feel like we can train volunteers and get them involved. Now, I want to say we've had tremendous volunteers because our mobile meals and grocery delivery is all done by volunteers at 50 North. We have over 450 volunteers, but many of those volunteers are at that at-risk population, and so we don't want to put them at risk. We love them, and we wish we could be working with them, but we have reached out and partnered with United Way, and we're getting new volunteers, and we're going to be training those volunteers to assist us to get the mobile meals and our groceries out. And how are we streamlining it? Instead of delivering groceries every week, we're going to a two-week schedule. And we're also encouraging people, if something really goes south, and we're not able to get to them, do they have a plan B? What can they do? And we can help them. Chopin Hall is doing food boxes, and our social workers are there to help them with those solutions. And then with our mobile meals, some people get mobile meals once a week or twice a week. Some get two meals a day, every day. What we're going to be doing is streamlining that. And if you want mobile meals from us, we're going to be doing the same meals during the day for the same people for a two-week period. We just have to do that because now that we're working with volunteers, we have to be able to train them feel comfortable going out to the same home, people seeing them. And so those are kind of the ways we're streamlining things. It's a little bit different, but we're still getting the food to them.
You have more than just food, though, that you're doing. You're doing things to help people around their houses also, like chores and things like that.
We are. So we have a mowing lottery list every year because there's more people that need us to do things for them than we have resources to be able to do. So we do a lottery every year. We did that lottery in March, and so we have everybody signed up who we're going to be doing mowing for. And so our mowing crew, because it's outside and we can do the social distancing and the sanitation, or, you know, keeping everybody away from spreading germs to themselves, you know, to other people, that we put those in place and we will be mowing here soon. And if someone needs us to come and clean out their gutters or do outside work, we can do that.
Excellent. Now, what about exercise? People, they have to keep moving. Are you going to be hosting your own exercise program?
Your Zoom class?
People can watch? Is that?
Well, here's the thing. It is true. So I just got a testimonial from one of our staff. Stephanie Singer was calling the members, as Francie and Anna and Annie all are doing. They're making phone calls to our members, and one of our members said, I can't get motivated. So Stephanie helped her get on our website, 50north.org, and get engaged in our WellBeats program, which is a classes remotely. We have them here where people can pick a class they want to take. Maybe two of their friends want to do it, and it comes up on a screen, and there's a class. And so we've got that. WellBeats is working with us at no cost to our members to be able to get on our website, get connected to WellBeats, and do a class. And she said, oh, my gosh, this member said, I did this class. It was a cardio class, and I felt really energized afterwards. I'm going to do this every single day. We also are connecting them to Silver Sneakers. Jerry Fit is a program for more of our chronic conditions as well as Parkinson's classes. So our staff is connecting with our members who have been in those classes and connecting them to those classes online.
Even though she is far from being a senior, Dawn did one last night.
I did. It's amazing because I haven't been able to get online to get a course. And it's amazing what you can do and how you feel when you do exercise.
It really is a game changer. You know, I'm working mm-hmm. with my dad who's 82 and I'm like, Dad, you can get online. Okay, this is how you get the Silver Sneakers classes. Mm-hmm. This is how you get on, you know, on our website and get WellBeats. So he's been doing his Jerry Fit and his Silver Sneakers and some classes. He told me this morning that he's walked around the park around him, and he's getting out and exercising. So it's so important. And, you know, what a lot of people can do is they can get on the phone and talk and walk. And so then they're socializing, too, as well as exercising, so they get both.
Mm. Mm-hmm. Well, it's fantastic, the things that you're doing to keep people engaged, because the one thing people tend to do sometimes when something like this happens, if we had a heavy snowstorm and people would just kind of be quiet and stay to themselves, mm-hmm. and this is so extended and so extensive that we have to stay in contact or we'll go crazy.
Yeah. My dad said that he called an old fraternity brother, and, you know, they talked for a long time that he had to put his phone on the charger. And so people are connecting with one another. In another way, our fitness, we all miss our seniors. And so we've been hearing, too, that they miss us. And so we may be doing some things with video and our fitness. Francie and Annie and Anna and Stephanie are talking about doing a half-an-hour class online that they teach remotely so that, you know, our members can see them again.
Perfect. Perfect.
It is. It's a great way to reach out and just help.
And I think we're all going to be doing things like that down the road after this is all over, not as intensively as we are now, but certainly we know how it all works. So
we do, and we've learned a lot here. And we have an older workforce here, which it just gives us our strength. And I'm up there. And you know, yesterday I'm learning how to get on Zoom, and I'm doing a remote interview with a TV station. And so, you know.
Well, we lost the phone line. Oh, well, isn't that funny? We're talking about how technology's working, and it fails us. But
that's okay.
That was great, though. Carolyn Kopis from 50 North.
Yep.
Thank you so much for sharing that information with us.
And I think that there is, let me look and see real quick, 50north.org I think Carolyn's calling back in.
Should we try it? We should. Yeah, we'll put her back on again. I think she's back with us.
Carolyn, and how were you saying you were mastering that technology, Carolyn?
Oh, I know.
I told you
things were happening around here.
Oh.
Did your phone die or did your ear hit the wrong button?
No, actually, it was because we have Habitat in right now,
uh-huh.
because we're taking advantage of doing some renovations around here while people aren't in the building. And so that's the technology that we're frustrated on how to do this anyway. And then you bring in different services in here, the electricians and the phone folks, and sometimes you just get cut off. So I decided to call on my cell phone.
That's funny. What if people have questions or if they want more information, how can they get in contact with you at 50 North?
I will tell you, if you're comfortable, go on to our website at www.50north.org. There are places on there if you want to volunteer, if you want further information on chore or outreach or nutrition or wellness. There's a button on there that you can click and type your information, send it to us. You can call us and leave a message. Leslie, who's our membership services specialist, is doing and getting our information on from remotely, getting messages. But like you just heard, we're working on things around here, and so it might be better to go through our website or try to call us at 419-423-8496, and we'll get back to you.
All right. Thank you very much, Carolyn. We really appreciate it. And stay in touch and let us know any new changes that are coming.
We will do that.
Okay.
All right, stay healthy, okay?
Thank you, you too.
And please give my best to your dad.
I will do that, Keith. Thank you.
Thank you. Take care.
Goodbye. Bye, Dawn.
Bye-bye.
That is Carolyn Kopas from 50 North. Jim Schrader, her father, is a great man.
Mm-hmm.
And fun guy. And you talk about, that's the way I want to be when I'm 82 years old. I want to be that active.
Like Jim.
Yeah. All right, 24 minutes after 9 o'clock in the morning, we'll take a look at the weather forecast and the news and stocks coming up.
The dining rooms are currently closed at both Bigby Coffee locations in Findlay. However,